This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Welcome to today's episode of Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I'm Judy, your host. Today I'm going to talk about the silent spaces that speak volumes. Silence is a topic that often goes unnoticed, but it holds profound power in healing practices. In the bustling world we live in, silence is a rare commodity. Yet in the realms of therapy, life coaching, and personal development, it is a cornerstone of transformation. Silence isn't merely the absence of noise, it's a presence, a state of being fully attuned to the moment, offering space for insights, transformations, and more to surface. Through today's discussion, we're going to uncover how silence, woven into the fabric of supportive professional practices, acts as a catalyst for manifestation in alignment with universal principles. Our exploration will guide professionals and individuals alike in understanding the therapeutic value of silence, offering strategies to harness its power in practice and everyday life. So let's step into silence, where true healing and manifestation begin. So silence for me has always kind of come natural. In my background, in my childhood, I was sometimes told not to talk, or we had that culturistic message of children should be seen and not heard. It wasn't really said, but it was an undercurrent. Silence in my childhood kept me safe. I was an introvert. I was introspective, observant, sometimes clueless, but these aspects of my personality fit perfectly into my career as a helping professional. Giving others space, evaluating, assessing, observing, allowing their processes in safety of silence, it was never really totally uncomfortable for me. In the heart of transformative sessions, whether it's in therapy or life coaching, lies an often underutilized tool, and that's the tool of silence. Silence in therapeutic settings is more than just the absence of words, though. It's a crafted space that invites introspection. It allows our clients to process their thoughts and feelings in a profound way. Unlike those awkward pauses that we have in everyday conversations, therapeutic silence is intentional. It's meaningful. It creates sanctuary for our clients to hear their inner voice, and it's often drowned out by the hustle and bustle of daily life. Therapeutic silence offers a moment of pause. A breath in the continuous flow of dialogue, empowering clients to take ownership of their healing journey. It's in these silent spaces that clients often find the courage to confront uncomfortable truths or stumble upon insights that words alone could not have unveiled. Research sheds light on the tangible benefits of silence beyond its therapeutic value. Studies have shown that silence can contribute to stress reduction, fosters a state of relaxation that is conducive to healing. Furthermore, periods of silence have been linked to the growth of new cells in the hippocampus. That's the brain region that is associated with learning and memory. The scientific backdrop underscores the transformative power of silence, offering a bridge between the art of therapy and the hard facts of neuroscience. It's pretty cool. Integrating silence into therapeutic practices aligns seamlessly with the universal principles and the art of manifestation. Silence is the fertile ground for intention. It's where the seeds of thought and desire can be consciously planted. In the quiet, the mind becomes more receptive to positive affirmations and visualizations, crucial components of manifestation techniques. For professionals working within a framework of manifestation and universal principles, silence is not merely a pause, it's actually a potent tool. It allows both the practitioner and the client to align their energies with their desired outcomes, creating a harmonious flow that facilitates the manifestation process. By embracing silence, we open ourselves to the universe's subtle guidance, making way for transformation that aligns with our highest good. This exploration into the role of silence in therapeutic settings not only highlights its importance, but also sets the foundation for understanding how it can be intentionally utilized to enhance healing and manifestation. In the next section, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the universal principles related to silence and how professionals can create and hold space for this powerful tool in their practice. The interconnectedness of all things is stated with the law of divine oneness. In our silence, this becomes clear. Silence allows our clients the space for transformation, but it also allows the space for feeling connection. Imagine, for example, being on a boat in the middle of the ocean, staring up at the night sky in the quiet. How small we are then, yet how connected to all things. The silence becomes loud. Sometimes this happens in a session. If you're allowing this client that silence to move past the awkward stage into the stage where they feel connected both to you and to what they're experiencing. I've also heard this said about being in the far north, or I guess Antarctica, where there is not the same noise of the busy cities. There's not the hum of electricity or everything else that's going on. How silence can be so loud, so present, so connected in all ways to all things. At the heart of many spiritual and philosophical traditions lie the universal principles of like the law of compensation, which provides us with blessings that we can receive when we put out. Positive. And through silence, this can also happen. The ability to think, to shift our mindset, our body sensations, our experience. It takes time and space to allow in the moment. It takes silence. The law of relativity suggests that things gain meaning and significance when compared to other things or when viewed within a certain context. Silence gains its significance in relation to sound or noise. In a noisy environment, silence is perceived as a relief or a break from the noise, thereby gaining valuable relative to the surrounding noise level. Similarly, the absence of speech or action can be significant within a specific context, highlighting the relativity of silence to its environment. Silence plays a significant role in relation to the law of attraction as well. The law of attraction is that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences. It can facilitate a mindful awareness and visualizations, silence. Silence can be used in therapy to create moments for silence, for clients to silently repeat positive affirmations or mantras. These affirmations help to reprogram the subconscious mind with positive beliefs and intentions, thereby aligning the client's thoughts and energies with the outcomes they desire. By incorporating silence into these affirmation practices, clients can focus more deeply on their intentions and cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and alignment within the law of attraction. Another universal principle, the law of rhythm, suggests that everything in the universe has a natural cycle or rhythm characterized by periods of expansion and contraction, growth and decline, or activity and rest. Silence provides the space for rest and rejuvenation, allowing individuals to recharge, restore their energy during times of contraction or rest in their personal rhythms. In therapy, moments of silence can offer clients the opportunity to pause, reflect, replenish their mental and emotional reserves, aligning with the natural rhythm of rest and renewal. Encouraging clients to do this outside of the sessions is also really beneficial. Because silence allows for space to integrate experiences, reflection, and change. Silence can be utilized in therapy to help clients achieve balance and harmony in their lives by attuning to the natural rhythms of their body, mind, and spirit. Through practices such as mindfulness, meditation, or breathwork, clients can connect with their inner rhythm and cultivate a sense of equilibrium amidst their life's chaoses, or they can align with the principle of balance inherent in the law of rhythm. The law of rhythm teaches us that change is inevitable and that everything operates in cycles. Silence and therapy can help clients cultivate a sense of acceptance and surrender to the natural ebb and flow of life's rhythms. Silence and therapy can provide a space for individuals to explore and integrate both their masculine and feminine energies, as stated with the law of gender. Masculine energy is often associated with action, logic, and assertiveness, while feminine energy is linked to intuition, receptivity, and nurturing. Silence allows clients to connect with and balance these complementary energies within themselves, fostering great harmony and wholeness. Silence in therapy encourages clients to listen to their inner wisdom and intuition, which are often associated with feminine energy. Through moments of silence, our clients can access deeper levels of self-awareness, insight, and intuition, and it guides them towards greater clarity and alignment with their authentic self. So within the universal principles, there is obvious power in silence, and with mindfulness and silence, there is the felt significance of being fully present. These principles emphasize the importance of aligning one's thoughts, emotions, and energies with their desires to manifest their reality. Silence in this context is not just a backdrop, but an active, vibrant space where such alignment can occur. It acts as a canvas upon which the intentions are painted with clearer, more vibrant colors. Silence amplifies the universal principles by creating a space devoid of external noise, where the subtle whispers of the universe can be heard and understood. It offers a moment of clarity and connection, enabling individuals to tap into their universal consciousness and align their vibrational frequency with what they hope to achieve, with their aspirations. There's a modality that I often use within my therapeutic practice. I've been doing it for about a year now, which isn't a long time in the scheme of things, but it's taught me so much. And I've done all four levels of brain spotting, as well as an expansion training and addiction training. So the modality is brain spotting, in case you haven't guessed. Brain spotting was created by David Grand, and it is all about the premise of where we look affects how we feel. We provide a safe, silent space during brain spotting, which often is referred to as wait. Wait stands for why am I talking or why am I troubled? And it's basically a reflection for the therapist to question what the purpose is in interrupting or engaging their client as they process. So why interrupt the silence? What is going on with us that we feel the need to interrupt? There is no need for interruption after the setup has occurred in brain spotting. Emotions are being processed and the client is in their own space with attunement between both to transform, heal, growth, to make connections. Let's look at a different example. To illustrate the transformative power of silence, consider the case of a life coach who integrates silent moments into their sessions, allowing clients to deeply reflect on their goals and obstacles that they may perceive after asking them some questions or giving them some feedback. In one instance, a client discovered during a silent reflection that their biggest barrier to success, after being asked what it was an internal belief of unworthiness. This realization emerged in a quiet space, and it became the turning point for this client in their coaching journey, leading to significant personal breakthroughs. By not interjecting when their client was asked what their biggest barrier in success was, provided the client the time and space, the safety and the silence to consider their own answer rather than finding one that would please the coach. Another example involves a therapist who encourages silent mindfulness exercises at the beginning of every session. Patients reported feeling more grounded, more connected to their therapeutic goals, attributing these shifts to the moment of silence that helped them center their thoughts and emotions. When working with ADHD children and youth, I often would provide them a piece of paper and some colorful markers and get them to do a mandala at the beginning of every session for just a couple moments where they would, the only rule was you start in the beginning and you work your way out and just think about your day and what you're experiencing right now. Given those few moments, they went from feeling anxious or excited or whatever they were feeling when they walked into the office and grounding them into the experience of being in the session as opposed to being wherever they had been all day. I mean, I did it with all the youth, but ADHD for sure, it was very beneficial. If we are feeling a constant need to interject on thoughtful silence, we need to consider why ourselves. What is it that is uncomfortable about the silence? Why do we react to it? For professionals seeking to harness the power of silence in their practice, consider the following strategies. So begin by setting an intention for silence. Have intentional integration, whether it's to foster reflection, encourage emotional processing, or align thoughts with the universal flow. Clear intentions can enhance the effectiveness of silent moments. It's also important to educate and inform. Clients might initially be uncomfortable with silence, but giving them some psychoeducation on its purpose and benefits, helping them to embrace these moments as opportunities for deeper insight, letting them know that we are okay with the silence. It's also good to have mindful timing, to be intuitive about when to introduce silence. Look for natural pauses or moments when words seem to fall short, and just gently guide clients into that silence and allow it. It's also important to have an environment that is supportive of silence. So ensuring the physical space is conducive to silence, a calm, peaceful setting can significantly enhance that experience and its benefits. Reflection and discussion can be supportive of silence. So after moments where there has been quiet, offering clients the opportunity to share what they experienced or their insights that might have happened. This validates their feelings and it fosters a deeper understanding of the power within the quiet and how okay it really is. What about practical applications for silence in a supportive environment? Sometimes it seems impossible with our busy schedules and our back-to-back clients. However, with proper silence, there can be more efficient time use, smoother flowing days, and less anxiety in the end, and that's for us. So begin to consider silent starts. Begin each session with a minute of silence, encouraging clients to breathe deeply and center themselves. Allow your own silence in between sessions. It sets a reflective tone for the session and enhances the focus for both you and the client. Allowing some mindful pauses after questions, revelations, providing feedback. It allows processing of thoughts and feelings, and it also gives you the time to observe how they process. Do they relax? Is their body language changing? Is their facial expression changing? What's happening in your client as you give them this moment of silence? This deepens insights and actually it strengthens the relationship between client and therapist. Allocating specific segments of the session for silent reflection, where clients can journal, meditate, or simply sit with their thoughts is a positive, following these segments with a discussion to unpack insights gained. Integrating silence with colleagues who you practice with can be really supportive and help you build a comfort within the silence. Building on the awareness when you have the urge to fill it, or when you become uncomfortable with it, or when they do. Because sometimes it's not about our discomfort, it's about theirs. challenging yourself in silent pauses to keep going. So give yourself, if you're starting to feel uncomfortable, just give yourself another 15 seconds, and then another 30, and then another 15. Consider the healing that the client may be transforming by your allowance of their own space. We can practice silence in our own homes, in our own ways throughout the day. Individuals can enrich their personal and professional lives with silence through daily practices, like dedicating a moment each day for silence, where there's no digital distractions. We can try meditation, reflection, or practice mindfulness. This can help cultivate a deeper sense of peace and clarity. I'm not suggesting you spend a whole bunch of time meditating without thoughts. Thoughts come, thoughts go. So it's just about allowing. But having to fill the background with noise all the time, just try silence. Spending time in nature for silence allows the natural world to give us its calm and wisdom. The sounds of nature can enhance silent experiences, grounding individuals in the present moment. Then there's reading and journaling, so that engages silence through fostering a quiet mind. These activities encourage reflection and introspection. They're key components to our personal growth. The practice of mindfulness, which we talked about in previous episode, is actually about being fully present and engaged in the present moment. And it's inherently connected to silence. In fact, most mindful exercises, such as focused breathing or mindful walking in silence, can significantly enhance our comfort with the appreciation for silence. These practices not only deepen one's mindfulness skills, but also promote a serene state of mind conducive to personal and professional growth. For professionals, creating a space that honors silence involves more than just incorporating silent moments into sessions. It's about learning to value silence as a tool for healing and transformation. We can do this through setting clear intentions and communicating the purpose and value of our silence to our clients, giving space for setup and reflection, communicating with our clients, and we can note when the client becomes agitated or when they fill the silence with rambling, word salad, or subject shifting, so that we can then let them know and gently point out how they respond to it, asking them what they are feeling, providing them some feedback and additional space to reflect why. We can give them examples of how we became comfortable with silence. What does silent mean to them? What does silent mean to us? Where do their thoughts go? What emotions become triggered, and how does their body respond? The answers can be huge doorways into understanding not only our clients, but more so how their own self-awareness and healing is occurring. As we conclude this exploration of silence in supportive professional settings and its profound connection to the universal principles, we're reminded of the power that lies in quiet. Silence, often overlooked in our fast-paced world, holds the key to deeper understanding, healing, and manifestation. By embracing and integrating silence into our professional practices and personal lives, we open the door to transformative experiences that resonate with the core of our being. It supports us in connecting with our authentic self. Professionals and individuals alike are encouraged to experiment with the integration of silence into their lives, exploring its benefits firsthand. As we cultivate a practice that honors silence, we align more closely with our true selves and the universal energies that guide us towards growth and fulfillment. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the power of silence. May you find peace, clarity, and inspiration in the silent spaces of your life. This has been an episode of Manifestation Therapy Podcast, Universal Principles in Supportive Practice. Please like and share, follow me on Instagram or other social media at Manifestation Therapy, and visit my website, www.manifestationtherapy.com. If you have any questions about coaching with me or supervision, please do not hesitate to reach out. Have a great day.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.